After last week's ballot debacle, Lansing's looking for money. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
Proposal 1 going down in defeat means the billion-plus-dollar question of how to pay for roads remains unanswered.
Though lawmakers in Lansing say they're going to work all summer to come up with a new plan.
Different from the 90-dozen other solutions they've already burned through.
Yeah, 90-dozen of them, right.
90-dozen.
But where can Governor Snyder and lawmakers look to where they haven't actually looked already?
Well, there is that $20 billion
just sitting over there. And in fact,
right,
GOP House Speaker Kevin Cotter says he's eyeballing that $20 billion.
I want to look beyond the general fund. We have roughly $20 billion of annual state spending that is restricted spending.
Oh, whoa. He went there.
Went there. Restricted funds. So why has the legislature and the governor not gone there before?
Possibly because they're restricted. You can't touch this. Budget analysis there from one MC Hammer. So the question over and over again, how come we can't find the $1 to $1.5 billion for roads in a state budget that's more than $50 billion?
And one reason is that a whole lot of that money is actually dedicated to specific purposes by law.
The idea is that these are trust funds for veterans benefits, for example, buying land for state parks, environmental cleanup.
The school aid fund is a dedicated restricted fund.
It is. And it is also both practically and politically difficult to raid these funds.
I mean, sure. Okay. So like, for example, every deer hunter pays an extra $1.50 into the game and fish fund for deer habitat.
You can't touch this.
How about an income tax checkoff for roads like we do for the Children's Trust Fund or the Animal Welfare Fund?
You can't touch this.
And some of these restricted funds also help the state get matching federal funds.
No elected official wants to be part of a scheme that means their constituents get a smaller payback from D.C. on their federal taxes.
And that is why State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff, among others, says he doesn't really see a big payoff from rooting around in these restricted funds.
Although, of course, liberals, libertarians in the legislature, they may have a little fun kicking at the, you know, quote, corporate welfare at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm. But that will be a sideshow in this bigger debate over road funding.
And that is because
restricted funds, all of them, they're restricted for a reason. The public actually likes the idea that money is collected and used, designated for a specific purpose, and not simply left to the discretion of politicians. It's why we're where we are at now.
She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and he is, in fact, playing air guitar right now.
Air drummer Zoe Clark is also the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.